This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. No matter where you come down on healthcare reform, it's going to affect us all one way or another. One of the more likely ways is that you could find your employer getting on you a bit more about losing weight or quitting smoking. Not directly, but through wellness programs that come with financial incentives and punishments. Under the new law, both those punishments and the payments can now get bigger. And that leads us to this story from Penn State, where employees of that university are about to find themselves facing a pretty stiff surcharge for not going along. Shannon Mullen has more.
Pretty soon, Penn State employees and their spouses will have to fill out online wellness profiles and get physicals. They'll also need a bunch of tests, including a body mass index and blood pressure, or else. The else in this case is a $100 monthly surcharge. Brent Yurnal is chairman of Penn State's Faculty Senate, and he's on vacation.
There are a few faculty members, and it might be more than a few, I can't tell, who are upset.
The university announced the policy this month while a lot of its staff is away. Penn State says the confidential screening results won't raise premiums, and they're used for people's own awareness and, quote, wellness promotion. Harvard Health Economics professor Catherine Baker says it's too early to tell whether wellness programs pay off.
We'll find out the answer better as more employers experiment with these programs and we see what happens to the participants' weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, etc.
A recent RAND study found only modest cost savings from wellness programs over time. Independent health and wellness consultant Vic Khanna says employers should be focused on recruitment and retention, not employees' bad habits.
A well-done workplace wellness program should be about what an employer can do with and for the employees in the workplace, not what it can do to them.
Penn State employees in the Teamsters Union won't be affected by the new policy. For those who don't comply, the surcharge hits their paychecks starting in January. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.